Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's seeds. Just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it, damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of our love? Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday. Nope, today's not Thursday. What is today? Is it? Yeah, today is Thursday. Man, I'm getting my days all mixed up. Today is Thursday. Thursday, August the 24th. Man, this month is almost over. It's crazy. Thursday, August the 24th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Hopefully the sound will cooperate with us today because we have a show scheduled today that is... I'm not going to say what I always say, because I always say it. All I know is this. Today's message, wow, intonation, the word intonation, if you look at the word intonation, like all words, it has this essence. The purpose of the thing is inside of the thing. When you name it, name establishes it. The word intonation is the word into and the word nation. Your voice must go out into the universe, out into the nation. And I need to teach you how to do that. That's the reason why today your life is not more optimized than what it already is. What I'm about to share today, brothers and sisters, is one of the most dangerous things, just like yesterday and the day before and the day before that and the day before that. But thanks, Sister Stacy, so much for giving me the thumbs up on the sound. I really do appreciate that. So, and then also, if it drops, if someone could text me and let me know if the sound does drop. So I definitely appreciate that, Sister Stacy, for giving me the thumbs up. Today, I want to talk about how it is that you are not more aware of the fact that you are already wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship, and how it is right now today as we speak that the way that you oscillate and vibrate is not allowing you to be diligent, it's not allowing you to have conviction, and it's not allowing you to be determined. And since those are the three requirements to optimize your life, you are unable to optimize your life. Now, what I'm about to share is the most dangerous thing that you will ever hear. I am sitting here today, and I have destroyed my marriage, the second one, exactly like I did the first one, because of what I'm getting ready to tell you. Now, brothers and sisters, I am an irresponsible creator. What would happen if you gave a convertible Lamborghini to an 18-year-old kid? What would happen? What would happen, my brother? What would happen, my sister, if you gave a full-blown alcoholic a bar and let him run the business? What would happen? What would happen if you gave a crackhead a kilo of cocaine and told them to go sell it? What would happen? What would happen if you put someone who's a glutton and you put them in charge of a restaurant? What would happen? Now, I must be very clear today, out of all days. There will be no yelling and screaming today. I'm going to speak clearly and bluntly and succinctly so that way you can hear the tone of my voice. Because your choice, again, is determined by the tone in your voice. That is the problem. Right now, the tone that you have in your voice is one of poverty. The tone you have in your voice is one of disease. The tone you have in voice right now is one of ignorance. The tone that you have in your voice right now is one of disconnection or isolation. You isolate yourself. You are an isolationist the same way I have been an isolationist. If you will find that every time you experience adversity, you pack up your shizness and leave. Now, I do it physically. Most people do it mentally. I've had people that's been a part of my program who have left and came back, left and came back, left and came back. That is the hallmark of an isolationist or someone who has no tone in their voice. That means there's no conviction in their spirit. And the reason that there's no conviction is because there's no purpose in their heart. It's not their fault. We were all born into this system. I didn't create it. You didn't create it either. But we must understand it so that way we can transmute it. Action blockers. These things block your ability to optimize your life. Number one, you have not settled the Christ conflict. You don't know who Christ is. You don't know if Jesus is God or not. You don't know who God is. You're still debating. Number one, you will not be successful until you settle that issue. Number two, repressed memories. You don't remember if you got touched as a little kid. You don't remember if you touched somebody as a little kid. Well, you remember, but you've repressed it. You got abused. You got shame. See, you got a fear of shame. You are ashamed of the way that you was raised. You are ashamed of where you're from. You're ashamed that you're short. You're ashamed that you're tall. You're ashamed that you're fat, that you're skinny, that you're black, whatever, you are ashamed. And then you have a fear of feelings. You don't want to feel that feeling again. What feeling? When you used to get your ass whooped when you was a kid. Or when you used to whoop somebody else's ass when you was a kid. Or whatever dirt that you've done, that feeling, you don't want to feel that no more. And because of that, you repressed it. And since that memory is repressed, see, the feeling when I was 14 of walking in on my first girlfriend with my best friend, that feeling, I don't like that feeling. And so I would do anything, including destroy my current relationship, because of what happened to me when I was 14 years old. I remember it like it yesterday. See, my best friend, he had a car. I had a bicycle. And I remember I was really in love with, back then, at 14, if you want to call it love, I was in love with my girlfriend's mother because she knew I was homeless. And she used to feed me and give me money and let me take a shower over the house. She didn't know I was sleeping with her daughter. And so at 14, I remember it like it was yesterday, when I drove my bike and saw my best friend's car in my supposed to be girlfriend's house after he used to drive me over there. Then he would come pick me up and take me home, and then he would go back over there. This went on my whole entire sophomore year, whatever it was, when I was in school. I had no clue. Now, everybody else knew but me. I remember the feeling, because I remember right after that, I drove my bicycle out in front of an 18-wheeler trying to commit suicide because I walked in and my best friend was banging my girlfriend. 14, homeless, no father, no mother, separated from my other brothers and sisters in a strange city by myself, and the person who I invested all my stock in banging my best friend, my boy, who's supposed to have my back? Let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, the conviction or the tone in my voice today and where it came from. And if you don't get one, you will have no authority. See, Yahushua, he spoke as one having authority because he got his authority from his experience. Now, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I am tired of getting my ass whooped. So I refuse to get whooped. And so on August the 4th, a couple of weeks ago, as I've said before, when I get to each level, I pray for death or destiny. And every time the Father gives me destiny. Now, I don't know where you've been. I don't know what God you serve, but the God I serve, I've never, ever, ever seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Never. Now, some people tell me that they've seen it. I haven't seen it. I've been in some dark places, brothers and sisters, and the God that I serve, he has delivered me out of them all. So let me explain to you how I got myself into these dark places and how God got me out and how, unfortunately, and maybe fortunately for you, after today, you will be able to get yourself out of these dark places and you will be able to order and construct your own life. Now, my good friend, Brother Roman, sent me a video by Bob Proctor, a guy I used to listen to back in the day, about how to attract your perfect mate or your mate or basically anything that you want, how to get anything that you want. And it's based out of what I did 2-3 years before I met my current wife. As I've said on many, many shows, I wrote down on a piece of paper because I read Habakkuk 2:2. And if you've never, please write that down and memorize that scripture. Take the vision, revelation, write it down so that those that read it can run with it. So if there's anybody that wants to know, again, what I'm getting ready to share at the end of the day's message, this is it. This is the smoking gun. Now, you probably don't know what it means. That's why I'm going to break it down for you. But let me make sure you understand where we're going. This is the key to putting the tone in your voice, so that way you can get your choice. See, the speed by which, is it taking you a long time to get to where you want to go? The reason it's taking you so long is because there's no tone in your voice. So when you say to that mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, that mountain doesn't hear God, it hears you. See, God only recognizes God. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. See, the big G only recognizes his children. The Bible says it this way, that my children, they hear my voice, they follow me. See, it is the voice and it is the frequency of God that must be in your tone. Because the word intonation is the word intonation. Look at the word, I-N-T-O-N-A-T-I-O-N, intonation. That means I'm going to put my tone out into the nation. I'm going to declare and I'm going to decree. I'm going to call those things that are not as though they were. Now, I've been doing this since I was 8. I was born with this gift. Unfortunately, as I said in the beginning, what happens if you buy brand new, right off the showroom floor, convertible Corvette, and you give the keys to a 16-year-old kid? What's going to happen? Let me tell you what's going to happen. He's going to wrap that brand new car around the telephone pole. Guaranteed. Just give it time. Guaranteed. Why? He has no respect of the power. Now, I almost killed my daughter, my oldest daughter, before she even got a chance. She was 5-6 years old. I bought a brand new Kawasaki 900. I don't know if you've ever rode a Kawasaki 900. I remember I got up to about 140 one time, and the front end started vibrating at 140 miles an hour with no helmet. I should have learned my lesson then, but you know, like I told you guys, I am the most dense person that I know. I'm slow. It took me 6 day times to figure out that 9 to 5 wasn't for me. So I'm a little slow. So I'm taking my daughter for a ride. We're in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm driving up a strange city. I had just moved there. Didn't know my way around that well. So I'm driving up a hill. And I'm going up this hill, and my daughter's on the back, no helmet, jeans on, me no helmet on. And I at the top of the hill, I couldn't see over the hill. And I had never been on this street before. And I'm doing about 40, 50 miles an hour on a Kawasaki 900. Now, remember, we're talking about why you're not successful, more successful. You know, everybody listen to me, y'all are already successful. Y'all could disconnect right now and your life would be great. But I want to go to the mountaintop. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I want to optimize my life. I want to optimize my living experience. I want to learn how to treat my wife like the queen that she deserved to be treated. I'm tired of disrespecting myself and other people. That's why I'm doing today's class, and that's why I'm going to the next level. And that's why I pray to God that you're going to the next level. That's why I pray to God that you join me on the Light Being series. If you think what I'm getting ready to share with you today is going to blow your cookies, wait till you listen to that series. Because I'm introducing you to that series today. So I'm going up this hill. I'm throttling it. I get to the top of the hill. And at the bottom of the hill, there's a stop sign. And it's a T. That means I cannot keep straight. I'm going too fast to stop. And there's traffic going both ways. And there's a stop sign. I can't stop. I'm going too fast. My daughter's on the back. 6 years old. And I'll never forget it because I had to lay down. The only thing I could do was I had to lay the bike down. I had to drop it. I couldn't stop. No matter how hard I tried to stop, I couldn't slow down that fast. If I kept straight, that was a house. I was going to run right into somebody's house. If I tried to make the left turn, I couldn't make it. I was going to crash and burn. If I tried to make the right turn, I couldn't make the right turn. I was going too fast. I was going to crash and burn. And if I kept straight, I was going to go right into traffic. So I just dropped the bike on purpose. The bike, zoom, it kept going straight. I went to the left. My daughter went to the right. She just slid like zoom. And see, when I jumped up, all the skin on my forearm and on my leg was gone. It was just white meat. Because the pavement scraped, I still got the scars today. Why? No respect for power. Had no clue what the hell to do with a Kawasaki 900. So what I'm getting ready to tell you right now, you have no clue to do with the ability to create. How do I know? I've been creating the shizness I'm in right now. I created it. Ain't no damn devil. There's no demons. I created this. I made choices and decisions that destroyed my life. based upon what I'm getting ready to tell you right now. Intonation, the ability to create out of thin air. Now, I'm a three, so I have a little bit, I have an advantage over everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, unless the only other person that I know that has the exact same numbers that I have is Dr. Span. Everybody else, y'all are at a disadvantage. What does that mean? That means that at the core, remember, according to the life optimization chart, you take the number divisible into all four of your numbers. Are the number that can be divided into the most numbers on your chart. There's only four numbers on your chart. All of my numbers on my chart are divisible by three. So therefore, that means that I'm a three, not a six at heart. That I'm a creator, but I'm just not in creator. I got four servings of creation. That means I can create when I'm sleeping, which is what I do every day. That's why I got 50 books. That's why I got freaking 5,000 shows. That's why I got 500 videos. That's why I create stuff every day. And people are like, ooh, wow, man, how'd you come up with the book cover for this Dear Kinnear report? I've done thousands of Dear Kinnear reports, and no two have the same book cover. That's easy for me to do because I was born to do that. And so thankfully, I ran over there, and my daughter was laying there stiff, but she was alive. From that date to this, I've never ridden a motorcycle again. Never. Nor will I ever get on one. Not that I can't ride, but because I understand that my brain doesn't know how to respect that power. This power that I got right now, August the 4th, I put that power back on the shelf. I'm going to tell you this power. I don't think you're ready to handle this power, but you need to know that you got it so that the devil can stop whooping your ass with it. This is the power, my brothers and sisters, that all of the ancient texts talks about. This power is the difference from the East and the West. The first key, and I'm going to give you the three keys to putting tone into your voice so that when you speak, whatever you speak, it's like the word abracadabra. The word abracadabra means I create what I speak. This is how I learned this. Hebrew versus English or any other language is the difference between concrete and abstract thought. Number one, we speak concrete. The Bible and everything else is abstract. In the Western culture, we are taught to write concrete language. We speak visually. We speak with our senses. We don't speak with abstract thought. We speak with concrete thought. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. If you do this, my brother, if you do this, my sister, you create what you speak. Now, again, this is the most dangerous thing that you will ever hear. Because after today's show, you're going to know what I know. And you're going to try it. I already know. Because it's like I told you, if you give the keys to a bar and you put an alcoholic in charge of that bar, don't be surprised when you come back and all your alcohol is gone. We are little G's, but nobody told us that we create the same way that the big G does. When the big G says, let there be light, bam, there was light. You have that same power, but nobody told you how you create. Number one, in the West, we can create more than they create in the East. Now, I was stationed in the East. I went to Japan. I went to Seoul, Korea. I went to Busan. I also went to Manila. I also went to Okinawa. I went to Iwakuni. I went to Osaka. I went to Tokyo. I went to the East. And in the East, they don't think like we do in the West. In the East, they speak in very abstract language. Now, if you're an English major, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're not, let me explain. The Western culture, that's why Western religion is dangerous, versus Eastern religion. The Hebrew Bible, I have a book called Hebrew, The Magical Language of God. The word Hebrew means hebo. The word hebo means he who crosses over. Hebrew is the only language that allows you to cross over. That's what the word Hebrew means. It means the person, it means the ability to cross over. From what? From the invisible realm to the visible realm. Why is the definition of the word faith inside of the book of Hebrews? Let me pause for one moment while you ponder the depth of the statement. Why is the definition of the ability to do what I do every day in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3? If you read Hebrews 11, 3, after today's understanding, you will never be the same. After today, I want everybody to read Hebrews 11, 3. After I tell you what you are reading. That's why Hebrew language, as I've stated inside of my book, The Magical Language of Hebrew, you cannot speak the original Hebrew. Paleo Hebrew, that's why you got watered down Hebrew. They took out the vowels out of Hebrew because they don't want to give an 18-year-old kid the keys to a Maserati. You are a little G. And the big G took out the vowels and just left you with the consonants because the big G knows they're not ready. That's why they hid what I know from you. Because the leaders of old decided that humanity is not ready to be creators. They are going to kill themselves. Like I almost killed my own daughter. And like I killed relationships. And like I almost killed my current wife. By doing shiznits and saying things and creating stuff that is not because of what? A love of money. A love of women. A love of alcohol. A love of shiny things. A love of stuff. If you put stuff before people, you are not ready to hear what I'm about to tell you. The Hebrew Bible was written with a perspective of the East culture, not the West. The Hebrew writings was written, even though it is a concrete language in English, it was originally written with abstract thought. Let me explain. In the book of Hebrews, Psalms 1, chapter 3 says this: He is like a tree planted by the stream of waters, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Now, read that. Now, if you're an English major, those words that I just read are concrete. Those words, again, cannot be misinterpreted or mistranslated because they are pictures. So we think in the West pictorially. That's how you create. If I can say a word that produces a picture in your brain, bam, that picture is created in reality. He is like a tree. So when I say the word tree, can you picture a tree? Planted by the streams of water. Can you picture a river which yields its fruit in season? Can you picture a fruit whose leaf does not wither? Those are concrete terms. Those words create something in the brain that activates, now follow me, your five senses. So whenever you speak or write or read a language that uses concrete thought instead of abstract, instead of, if you can say something with one specific point instead of a big picture, if you think holistically, you can't create. If you think specifically, aka diligent, one thing at a time, you are going to create that one thing. Remember I told you, I have this out of my book. If you take a microphone glass and you let the sun rays go through that glass and you move that glass around on a piece of paper, nothing happens. But if you take that microfine glass, brother, if you take that microfine glass, sister, and you let the sun rays go through that microfine glass and you don't move it, you don't move it, you don't move it, you put it on a fixed point. Remember what we talked about yesterday? If you put it on a fixed point, remember, we talked about this yesterday. You guys remember? If you put it on a fixed point, you burn a hole through the glass. I mean, through the paper. Why? Focused energy. Brothers and sisters, These are called life optimization helpers. Diligence, conviction, determination. Those three things burns a hole through anything. Rock, steel, I don't give a flying banana what it is. If you have diligence, if you have conviction, and if you have determination, just like it says at the Tower of Babel, they were all on one accord, and they all had one language, and there was not nothing that they could not accomplish. That's what it says in your Bible in 2 Kings. So if you got, if you become on one accord, accord, C-H-O-R-D, not A-C-C-O-R-D, accord means frequency or tone. If the tone in your voice and the tone in your head and the tone in your solar plexus are the same, there is nothing you cannot accomplish. Now, let me explain what voice is. Voice has nothing to do with your vocal cords. Voice has nothing to do with your head. Voice has nothing to do with your solar plexus. Your voice comes from your heart. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. I challenge anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice to go to your favorite search engine, type in heartmath.org. Heart, H-E-A-R-T, math, M-A-T-H, .org, and read that your heart emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than your brain. If you put it in your heart, it's a wrap. That is why the Bible says 225 times to be in Christ. That's why if you are not in love, oh, man, Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. I don't have the English language. I can't speak in no other tongues, or I can speak in tongues pretty good, but I can't speak in no other language to explain this to you. If you are not in love, whatever you're doing is a waste of your freaking time. There's no tone in it. The tone in your voice. Now, see, I was in love with money. I was talking with my wife today. And if you're in a relationship right now, if you got anything that's above your wife, your relationship is just a matter of time. Because what you love is, again, that's what you're going to manifest. Let me say that again. See, I have what the Bible says, a love of money. The love of money is the root of all evil. And it says that it will take you through and it's going to pierce your heart or your soul with many sorrows. I'm living in agreement with that. Now, I didn't say it that way. I thought it was my business. And so in my brain, I rationalized putting my business before my wife. So my wife said, hey, babe, let's go to a picnic. Oh, honey, I ain't got time. I'm doing one-on-ones. Okay, babe, let's go to a movie. Oh, babe, I'm sorry, babe. I'm doing a show. Hey, babe, well, let's go walk. Oh, babe, I'm sorry. Babe, I'm making this paper. Come on, man. Well, babe, well, what about 9 years? I don't know how she put it with my black ass. I'd have left me a long time ago. Because I ordered my life. There ain't no devil. It was me. But what did I do? I was very specific. I wasn't abstract. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. If you think like I do, I think in Hebrew. See, in the Eastern culture, there is no concrete language. In the West, there is. See, if you use an abstract language to express yourself, see, an abstract word is an expression that cannot be seen, it cannot be touched, it cannot be smelled, it cannot be tasted, and it cannot be heard. Let me give an example. See, an abstract thought can be found in Psalms 103, verse 8. Now, abstract. Psalms 103, verse 8 said, the Lord is compassionate and gracious and slow to anger. He is abounding in love. Now, the word compassionate, the word grace, the word anger, and the word love, do you get any pictures in your brain? Compassionate, grace. I can't see grace. Anger, can't smell it. I can't touch it. I can't feel it. Love, I can't feel it, brother. I can't touch it, sister. I can't taste it. Does those words in Psalms 103, verse 8, do they produce pictures in your skull? No, they do not. They are abstract. If you speak abstractly, you produce abstractly. That is what the 1% know that you do not. But as of today, you know that. And it is my prayer, Heavenly Father, in the name that is above every name. It is my prayer, Father, if they're not in the position to drive the car, let them not overstand what I'm saying today. Father, put it in their brain until they get their license and they become mature believers and they graduate from being cretins and believers into being knowers. Then give them the key. I don't know if you're ready for what I'm about to share with you today. I don't know. Maybe you're ready, maybe you're not. I don't know. I wasn't. Now, I thought I was. I thought I was until I just looked back at what I've been doing for the last year while teaching you how to live your life. I optimize. I'm destroying mine. Why? I took my tone and I created and I ordered stuff that destroys my home. I took my tone and I destroyed my home. Now, let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because this is not a game. If you think the way I do, shiznits happen. Stuff show up at your house. Demons will show up because you're ordering them and you don't know how. It is my prayer that you understand your choice will not arrive if your tone is not described. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say that again. Your choice will not arrive if your tone is not inscribed from being described. See, remember in Matthew 23, Jesus says 8 times, "Woe unto you scribes." You are a scribe, brother. You are a scribe, sister. You have the ability to speak. I've done the show. I've written books for the last 20 years. A scribe is a person who can take a piece of coal pencil and write it on a parchment paper. Can anybody put letters on paper? Is there anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that has the ability to put letters on a piece of paper? If you do, you are a card-carrying wizard and witch. You are practicing grammaria or grammatus. Now, I know you don't know it. It's not your fault. We will not talk. We went to elementary school. El means God. Ment means mental. You are the God of mentality, brother. You are the God of mentality, sister. You write your own script. You are the director and the star of your own movie. The problem is nobody told you. So you've been writing the script and getting your ass whooped every day. And you've been blaming the devil. Well, the devil is sitting back and just laughing. Look at them little G's walking around thinking that they're imps. He had me too, brother, 40 plus years. Actually, longer than that. You want to count the last 9? I teach this stuff, and I still failed miserably. You know what the devil did? He gave me exactly what I wanted. And that destroyed me. Almost. I'm still here. Remember, I told God on January the 1st of 2009, show me the truth, Father. So see, the Father allows certain things to happen. Now, I don't recommend anybody sign up for this program. What program is that, Brother Will? Let's go back to the abstract and concrete. Psalms 1, verse 3. This is concrete. He is like a tree. Concrete. When I say tree, there's no, unless you're from, again, Pluto. And when I say the word tree, everybody knows what a tree is. Is there anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that do not know what a tree is? When I say the word tree, what picture, what pixel? The Bible says you should have no pixels before me. No graven image. Man, oh man, I don't know, man. I don't know. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. And this pixel is planted by a stream of living water. Out of your belly flows rivers of living water, which yields fruit. Oh man. So therefore, if I plant a thought in your stream that flows, that means it's in your gut. That comes from your heart, that activates your head. A three-stranded cord is not easily broken. If you do that, whatever tree you plant from, now remember, the heart emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. That produces booyah, fruit in season, which has a leaf that does not wither. That means that shizness don't go away. You produce pain in people's minds, and they can't get it out of their heads because you brought something from the invisible realm into the visible realm. I have an entire book called Thinking that explains this process that I wrote when I was 21. But I didn't know what it was. I thought I knew, just like I thought that I could drive a motorcycle with my six-year-old daughter. I thought I could. Brother Rome, I thought I knew what I was doing, brother. I thought I knew what I was doing, Brother Rome. I damn near killed my daughter, man. My daughter's getting ready to get married in February. And she almost playing around with power that I didn't know. I almost killed my own daughter, man. I don't know if y'all understand. What? How could I live my life after killing my own daughter? This stuff is the most dangerous thing. That is why it is hidden. They don't teach this to what they call the Goyim. That's you and me. The Jews say that the Goyim are not able to handle this. The ability to create out of thin air. I proved the Jews wrong. I mean, right. But after August the 4th, I've learned how to be a responsible creator. See, let me make sure you understand, my brothers and sisters. In the book of Exodus, well, let's go to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 2 says this. Proverbs 14, verse 2 says, one who makes his walk straight will revere God. But the one who makes his path crooked is worthless. Now, this is a concrete concept. And it's very important, my brothers and sisters, because this is the lost knowledge. The Bible says they took away the key. What was the key? Concrete versus abstract. Right now, you may think concrete, but you speak abstract. If you speak abstract, you cannot produce. But let's say you're like me. You speak concrete, but you think abstract. Oh, man, that is the kiss of death. That means your thoughts are abstract. That means you ain't got no damn vision. So you're just creating shizness. You're just writing books to be writing them. You don't know what they're for. You ain't got no purpose. You ain't got no destiny. When I say, well, what's the thesis? I don't know. Did you even write a sentence outline before you wrote the book? No. I just kind of put stuff together. Okay, so who's your target audience? What target audience? So you start a business and you don't got no target audience? Okay, what's your price point? What is the price point? What's your margins? So you didn't do a cost of goods analysis. Now, this is all the shizness I did not do when I started my first 20 businesses. 20 times, brother J Money, I did this 20 times, brother. 20 times I started businesses, I couldn't even spell the word business. I just wanted money. I didn't want to learn nothing, man. I didn't want to be responsible. I got married when I was 20. For what? And you know, I couldn't even know what a wife was for. If you don't know the purpose of a thing, abuse of the thing is inevitable. So since I didn't know the purpose of the thing, I abused the thing. An irresponsible creator, because I think abstract, big picture, real fuzzy, brother. That's the brother, what are you thinking about? I don't know, dog. I got a lot of stuff going on upstairs. But I speak concrete. You must think concrete. You must speak concrete. That dog will hunt right there. See, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, but let me give you another example, because this separates the men from the boys. See, in the book of Exodus, chapter 38, verse 9, it says, the desert region. Now, it is describing the sides of the tabernacle. So in Hebrew, as it's describing this in the Bible, it says that the desert region and the unknown region towards the Mediterranean Sea, and the region of the rising sun. Now, in Exodus chapter 38, verse 9, that is giving direction to somebody that is looking for where the tabernacle is located. He says that, hey, okay, go to the desert region. Then the desert region is near the unknown region, which is near the Mediterranean Sea, which is the region of the rising sun. Those are the directions to how to find the tabernacle that's found in Exodus chapter 38, verse 9. Now, can anybody find anything with those directions? Why? It's too vague. It's not specific. The desert region? What desert? The unknown region? Okay, that really helps. The Mediterranean Sea? Okay, at least the Mediterranean Sea, that kind of gives me a little bit of what direction. Then it says the region of the rising sun. Well, the sun rises where? It rises in the east. So what they were describing, if you understand the text, according to the ancient Hebrew, the word desert region means south, unknown region means north, the Mediterranean Sea means west, and the region of the rising sun means east. But if you don't know that, that's too abstract. So abstract thinking, unless, again, that's why when I teach the people that are Cretans or most, again, Bible thumpers, they think abstractly. So they don't understand the definitions of the words that I'm using. So when I say in the name of Yahuwah and his son Yahushua, bam, too big. They only know Jesus Christ and him crucified. So therefore, they said, well, that brother Will, I don't know, man, that brother, he can't be a Christian. No, what did he say? What did he call him? The name of Yahuwah? What the hell is that? And Yahushua? Oh, no, that brother's of the devil. And they don't even know I'm saying the same thing that they're saying, but they think abstract. They don't think specific because they never looked up the definition of the freaking word. So if you think abstract, you produce abstract. That's why your dog don't hunt. So the problem is, number one, there's three problems you got with your creative ability to intone. This is what Yahushua had. Yahushua left, he came back with tone. See, I was born with tone. I was born with the keys to create. Man, y'all don't understand. At 8 years old, I can remember the first time I said something out of my mouth and it manifested in my life. I was like, whoa, that is cool. Let me try this again. And as much as I hate to say it, my mother did not allow us to play football. My mother used to take us to Sister Shields' house and she used to beat us like we was Hebrew slaves. My mother did not feed us. So, I remember thinking of it as a kid, thinking it, what if my mother wasn't here? I just had the thought, what if my mother wasn't here? 2 months later, my mother was dead. Now, am I saying I killed my mother? No. All I'm saying is, my mother was in the way of what I wanted. I cannot, as I've been saying, if you've been listening to me, I cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. I cannot think suicidal thoughts like other people can. That's why when I tell you guys I don't do fear. Because if I do fear, the thing, like Job said, the thing that I fear will come upon me. That's why I don't do fear. Zero fear in this body. Because I know I create what I think. Abracadabra. Now, my wife that I'm married to right now, as I told you guys before, I wrote everything that my wife is right now, and we were just talking this morning, except for two things, and I've said this before, and you guys know, everything from her height to her weight to her skin color to her teeth to freaking her mother and father, everything that my wife is, her attitude, her mood, her work ethic, everything I wrote down on a piece of paper. Habakkuk 2:2. I left two things off that paper. Her age. I didn't put anything about age, and I didn't put anything about sibling. I mean, children, nothing. And then I used to think, you guys heard me say that was an error in my thinking. No, it was not. I apologize to my wife for ever speaking that bullshit. And I apologize to the listeners for ever speaking that. The reason I left it off the table, because the father knew I didn't need it. Because why? Those are non-issues to me. When I met my wife, I had already raised 13 kids. 13. Five of my own. The other one was just kids we took in off the street. So my daughters called me from Dallas when they had a little family reunion from the different kids. This dude named Tez, this dude named KK, they live up in this little town called Weatherford, right outside of Dallas. They all got together, and they was with, again, my ex's brother's daughters, which I raised, and then my sister's daughters, which I raised, and they were all together, and they was all talking about the impact that I had on their lives as kids. And then I got the balls to tell my wife, I'm done. I ain't raising no more kids. That's the only thing I can do. I ain't good at nothing else. I created my own hell by turning my back on my heaven. See, many of you, as I said before, I've ordered a lifestyle of the eight. And I'm a six. I intoned eight into my life. I'm not an eight. My son is an eight, but I'm not an eight. I'm a six. And so now my wife thinks that I'm an eight. She don't even think I have the ability to be a six. Why? 9 years I never showed her myself. So 9 years she been living with somebody she don't even know. Why? I was fake. I was phony. I wasn't authentic, Brother Dana. I was living a lie, homie. I was a fraud, man. I was a Facebook hero and a real life zero. So I have to wake my black ass up quick. Otherwise, I'm just going to create a bunch of followers. I cannot take you nowhere I have not been. So I prayed for death or destiny. And then the father said, well, I got to tear down this sham that you built. Because you're not an eight. You're a six. Go out there and love and share the word of God with my people. Stop trying to freaking buy and build houses and accumulate a fat bank account. That's not your calling. So let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because number two, after you understand the difference between concrete and abstract, you got to understand the difference between basic logic and, how can I put this delicately, the word that they talk about in the ancient text is block logic. See, most people think in the West, in Christianity, they arrange events chronologically, step by step by step. Is there anybody that don't think like that? But then there are some people who think and they arrange events according to action and purpose. This is called, again, event or chronological thinking versus block or action thinking. Now, let me say this again. This is, as I've stated before, and I was only going to teach this on my private pay-per-view class, and I probably should have, but it's a little too late now. Because if you do these steps, if you do this, everything that you say when your brain is lined up like this will manifest in your life. Everything that you say with your heart, not your head. So if you're sitting at home and underneath your thoughts, you have fear that you're going to die of cancer. You will die of cancer. What's in your heart is how you order, not what's in your head. You bring about not what you think. You bring about what you feel while you're thinking. See, what I'm saying means nothing. what you're thinking while I'm talking, that means everything. So there's a lot of people that I know, they smile in my face, they, Brother Will, I'm with you, homie. I'm with you. And the whole time they saying that, they said, I don't know if Brother Will know what he's talking about. You know, I like the brother. You know what? He sounds good, but you know what? The brother talks in circles sometimes, and I'm just not, that's what you got. I know people who signed up for this course, paid me $5,000, and they came into this course, and they told me, man, I don't know, but I joined, and I was hoping you could help me out, but I wasn't sure. What do you think they got out of this course? All they got was, I'm not sure. So they wasted $5,000 because they came in with the wrong intention. The universe that we live in is controlled by intention. So, as I said, on 1,000 shows, this will be 1,001. When you dial the number to listen to today's show, what was your intention? That's what you're going to get today. If your intention was not to come on this show and get something from God, you ain't going to get shiznit. So if you don't set your intention before, if you don't, intention is in tone. When you intend, you intone. Intend, intone. How do you put your tone in your voice? Put your intention in your head. What are your intentions? I know when I first met my wife, her father, we drove to this park, and he pulled me over and he said, Brother, what's your intentions with my daughter? What do you intend? You know what I told him? I don't know. That's what I got for the last 9 years. I don't know. See, if you don't know what the hell you're doing, if you're an irresponsible creator, Brother Will, if you're going to go out and start a business and you ain't got no damn business plan, you ain't got no mission statement, you ain't got no target audience, you haven't done no profit and loss statement, you don't even know, again, your break-even points, you don't know your margins, you don't know that it costs you, again, I had a coffee shop, so thankfully I figured out that, hey, it cost us, me and my wife did the math. It cost us $3 to make a cup of coffee. And we had Negroes in the hood who wanted us to sell it to them for a dollar. And when I tried to explain it to them, hey, brother, I can't sell you the coffee because when I add up my cup, when I add up the cream, when I add up the sugar, when I add up the coffee, when I add up everything that it costs, my cost of goods, when I add up my cost, no profit, my cost, we didn't figure it in the labor. It cost me $3. So that means I must sell for at least $6 if I want to just at least make a little profit. But I ain't paying no $6 for no coffee, man. Shoot, I go right down to Diamond Shower and get a coffee for $2. Man, go down to Diamond Shower and then get a cup of coffee. So what are you intending? See, I don't know, man. I'm trying to do this the best that I can, because if you know what I know, I tell you guys before, I don't know if we will be friends. So everybody can wrap their brain around the abstract, and everybody can wrap their brain around under over an understanding, again, concrete. So every time you talk, you must speak pictorially. You have to write pictorially in order for it to manifest. But first of all, it got to be a picture in your heart. And that picture got to be in your heart, got to be in your head, it got to be in your gut. If that same picture is not in your head, your heart, and this is the big problem right here. Remember, we was talking about before on yesterday's show, and I tried to break it down for you, and everybody was looking at me cross-eyed. So let me make sure, again, metaphysically, diligence, the ability to make a concrete decision. Notice the decision is concrete. Now, I can't do a lot of stuff. But the one thing that I can do, better than I think anybody that I've met, it takes me a long time to make a decision. But when I make a decision, brother, when I make a decision, sister, as I said on yesterday's show, from as long as I've been on the planet, I have not done this 3 steps. And we just talked about step one. We'll do step two tomorrow. I was going to do it, but we're out of time already. When I've done these 3 things, 100%, 100% success rate. Never, ever. That's why when I speak, I speak as one having authority. That's why I speak very confidently, and people come across like that. Yeah, that little brother is kind of arrogant. I was talking to this dude. Man, y'all gotta read some of these emails that I get. Oh man, Sister Erica, you gotta read some of these emails I get. Sister Stacy, y'all gotta read some of these. Brother Jay, I'm gonna let y'all start reading some of these. Oh man, so this dude tell me, brother, how in the hell are you doing deer canary reports, brother? I say what? Yeah, you say you do deer canary reports. Yes, I do. You got astrology in there? That's what you call it. I call it biblical alphanumerics. Whatever, brother. That's of the devil. I said, it is? Yeah, brother, that's not in the Bible. I said, it's not? Well, that's funny. Because maybe me and you, we read in different Bibles. And let me close with this as an example of what I mean by concrete versus abstract. And tomorrow, we're going to break down, again, chronological versus block, which is number two. And then we're going to knock out number three. So I told this brother that, well, brother, the way I do things is a little different from most folk. I actually can prove everything that I do biblically, non-biblically, scientifically. So I try to make sure that everything, in fact, everything that I talk about, I make sure I can biblically prove it. Well, brother, what you're saying is not true, brother, because that's not in the Bible. So I proceeded to send the brother some verses. And the brother, you know, and in all fairness, I understand. So the first thing I sent him was Job 38:32. Well, again, the word astrology is inside the Bible in the original meaning, which is the word Mazaruth. And I explained to him what the word Mazaruth means. Now, number one, I don't debate, I educate. Number two, this brother, I don't know from Adam. He could be a Luciferian that sent into my life just to waste my time to prevent me from processing Dear Kinnear reports and helping the people that are actually paying me. And I'm spending my time arguing with somebody I don't even know to try to prove something to somebody they should already know. Then after that, I send him Psalms 8, verse 3. It says, when I consider the heavens and the work of the fingers, the moon and the stars, last time I checked, that's up in what, that's what astrology is talking about, the moon and the stars, which I have set in place. This is God talking in Psalms 8:3. Then Psalms 19, verse 1, I am the director of music, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of the Lord, and the skies proclaim his handiwork or the works of his hand. Then I sent him Psalms 147, verse 4, that says, he, God, determined the number of the stars, and he called them all by name. And I explained to him how God, the one that I serve, the big one, the big G, not the little one that you serve, he place the stars in order. He told Job, when I spun the heavens and I put this earth in its axis, where were you? When Job was questioning God, God asked Job, where was you when I created and I stars in the heavens? Now, that was just the beginning. I could have waxed eloquently on, but I figured that, hey, that was enough. But that wasn't enough for the brother. Now, in all due fairness, in the end, you know, he ended up saying, hey, how do I order one of those Dear Kinnear reports? But you notice how initially, this happens all the time, initially everything I do is attacked. Why? Abstract. So before you go and attack somebody, think firstly, am I thinking abstract instead of concrete? See, I'm a concrete dude. So what I do is I take an abstract thought, and I trace it back, it's called etymology, to its concrete beginning. That's why I study neutrinos. Why? Everything comes from a neutrino. The neutrino, why is everything in science, CERN, the Deep Underground Military Project, GWEN, Project HARP, Project Woodpecker, why is all the government projects trying to find a guard particle? Can somebody explain that to me? You want to know why? That's the spark. That's the beginning. That's concrete. See, the government knows The powers that be, they know that what we got, atoms, we got protons, neutrons, electrons, that's abstract. They need neutrinos. Why? Neutrinos are the subatomic particles that came from when God said, let there be light. Boom. What they call the Big Bang. So, in closing, to put tone in your speech, if you are going to do blank, what you must put on paper is concrete words that explain who, what, when, where, how. If you come to me, if you're one of my clients, and you got something that doesn't have who, what, when, where, how, if you don't have what I sent you, which is the Eagles Club, which is an example of how to write a business plan, especially if it's business, or if you're dealing with a relationship issue, or you got a fitness workout, and you come to me and you got a gimmick, you got a scam. You say, well, Brother Will, I saw the commercial, and I'm going to order this blankety blank blank, and you have not researched the etymology of it. That is abstract. That means that you cannot. Now, the Bible says you must give an account, or you should be able to give an account to anybody who walks up to you and say, hey, you believe in Jesus? You believe Jesus saved? Yes, I do, brother. Okay, explain to me why Jesus saves. So if you cannot explain to me concrete why you believe Jesus Christ him crucified, what you got is a pipe dream. When the devil shows up, he will walk through you like butter. Why? Peter we know, Paul we know, but who are you? Jesus spoke with authority. That's why when Jesus says, Lazarus, come forth, Lazarus got up. 3 days he was dead. Jesus spoke with authority, tone in his voice. The speed by which Lazarus got up was because of the tone that was in his voice. And unless you have that tone, that is a result of understanding the difference. Jesus was not an abstract thinker. He spoke abstractly to those who wasn't to know, but he spoke specifically, concretely to the disciples. So, are you a disciple or are you in the crowd? Notice he addressed both. Some people I speak very abstractly to, but then some people I speak very concrete to. Which one are you? So tomorrow we're going to break down number two, guaranteed to produce results in your life, because it's based upon the Helios Biblios. It's based upon the number one selling book of all times. That will always be the number one selling book. And then we're going to break down the last piece of the puzzle as we break down understanding how to remove these life optimization blockers with diligence, conviction, and determination. That puts the tone in your voice, which determines the speed of your choice. Because your choice will not arrive if your tone is not inscribed. How do you inscribe? Because you describe. How do you put your writing in your voice, in your heart? Well, the next series, we're going to talk about how to be a light being. Light is a code word for love. So the next series, you are for real. Like for real, for real? I don't know, for real, for real, for real. Like if you like, Brother Will, this is it for me, dog. It's either, man, I got to get this right. Or you know what? I got to get this right. That's the only option I got. So if that's you, you need to be on the next series. Because I'm going to show you, in addition to what we're sharing now, we got to teach you how to put love in your heart and in your head and in your gut. So that way you are vibrating on what you have it embedded. You're not trying to work it up. See, most people been like me. See, I try to work up love. You know, because there's things that I don't like. And the reason I don't like them is because I like me more than I like them. And so as long as you got this whole self-love thing going on, that is Luciferian, meaning that, you know, you got the lust of the eyes, you got the pride of life, you got the cares of this world. That means you're asking, but you're asking amiss because you want to heap it up on yourself, Brother Will. That's not love. So as long as you're doing that, you don't got the tone in the voice. So once you decide that you want to do something for somebody else, more Do you want to do something for yourself? Call me. We can talk. How do I know? 50-plus years of doing it the wrong way kind of sort of, you know, puts a bad taste in your mouth, make you a little nauseous in your stomach. And then you look back and you see a trail of all the people that you've hurt and disappointed. Yeah, that makes you want to go and put a bullet in your head. But since you value life and you know that you can't do that, you want to try to do something right once in your life before you exit stage left. You want to get that nasty taste out your mouth. You want to get that nauseous feeling in your gut. You want to get it out. And the way that you do that, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. The second is like the first. Love your neighbor as or the same way that you love yourself. These two, the entire gospel, the entire universe is built on those two. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Heart, soul, might. Love your neighbor as yourself. That puts tone and voice, brother. We're going to break down how to do that in the next series. Again, cost right now is $49 up until the 29th, 28th. Then it goes up to $99. It starts on September the 1st. 7-part series. Please join me for how to evolve or how to become a light being or a love being. You don't want to miss this. This is going to be very, very important. Tomorrow we continue with part 3 of this series. The tone in your voice determines the speed of your choice. My brothers and my sisters, I love you. God loves you. His name is Yahuwah. His son, his name is Yahushua. The son always comes in the name of the Father. And the Ruach, the Pneuma, the Holy Spirit, is here in this design to lead you and guide you in all truth. Because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but know this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming.